Welcome to The Startup Show. I'm your host, John Biggs. In every episode of The Startup Show, we talk to an amazing entrepreneur about how they do what they do. We'll explore tactics, tricks, and techniques for building some of the coolest things on the planet. Thanks for listening and enjoy. Welcome back to The Startup Show. I'm John Biggs. Today, I'm here with Amrutha Gujjar. She's the CEO of and co-founder of Structured. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So you're a YC company. I got a bunch of those all of a sudden. Why don't you tell us what you're working on specifically?
Yeah. Structured is a revenue intelligence and observability platform. So we help businesses better understand their sales, marketing, and customer success data to help grow their business and identify high-value customer segments.
Okay. How do you explain that to, somebody who doesn't know anything about all that stuff?
Yeah. So we help businesses identify the highest value opportunities for growth by using data.
Okay. So I'm selling, cheese sandwiches, and you guys tell me that cheese sandwiches are sold most popularly on a Sunday in February.
Yeah, basically, like it'll tell you that, hey, like those are most popular outside of a ball game, like in this geographic region with this age group. So we help segment your existing potential customers, identify, where the highest value customers are coming from, and help you focus your sales and marketing efforts towards those high value customers.
What made you want to do this? There's other stuff in the world out there. You could cure cancer or whatever, but what was the impetus to sell more cheese sandwiches?
Yeah, for sure. So I think previously at my job, I was an engineer at Meta, and there I was, working on tooling that would help make operations teams more effective when it came to using data. And so it really felt like a big opportunity. I'm very passionate about user experience, user interfaces, especially. And so finding ways to make data more accessible to operations teams was something that I feel really excited about. And with revenue operations in particular, I think there's a really big opportunity to make teams more strategic and more focused on growth. And, I think going into this next wave of businesses that are going to get built, they're going to be small teams of highly strategic, highly capable people who are leveraging data really effectively. And so this is the next channel for growth in the economy.
Yeah. What is this process look like right now for people? What are they doing to understand this space?
For sure. So there are a lot of tools that try to collect product data or sales data, but oftentimes they live in really disparate systems. And so oftentimes there's a lot of Excel gymnastics involved. What this means is, you have analysts who are copy pasting columns from exported CSV files and trying to run charts and set up manual reports on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis. And so we want to help automate and simplify a lot of those processes. So one off, you have a unified view to begin with, your data is flowing into one system and that process is entirely managed for you. And then we leverage AI to help map what the semantic meaning of these files are and help simplify that reporting and search interface.
Okay. And when you're done, what does the world look like? How does it help us humans?
For sure. So there's a really interesting Y Combinator philosophy that, the amount of value that can be created for the world is really, really unbounded. And, one of the bottlenecks right now for that is that it takes really big teams of people to do growth and to run growth engines for companies. So in the world that we see in the future, you have these really intelligent AI agents that help teams prioritize effectively, understand their customers better, improve retention, reduce churn. The result is that the amount, the number of companies that exist is going to increase a lot. The barrier of entry to build a growth team decreases a lot. And then you'll have these small pockets of hyper-efficient, hyper-productive teams working on a larger surface area of problems to build mm-hmm. more companies.
Tell me about the fundraising process. How has that been so far?
Yeah, for sure. So our team was accepted into the Y Combinator Summer 23 batch just about a year ago. So this was our first first like institutional fundraise, which was very awesome. We like did a seed round like shortly before Demo Day last year. I think like fundraising is, you know, I think a really good opportunity to, you know, go out there, meet a lot of investors, be able to like share this vision. So I think for us, it was a really good opportunity to be able to tell our story.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be hard to find like a like your cohort, right? But I mean, you're an engineer at Meta, you're pretty pretty high up there in the echelon of engineers, designers. But what would you recommend to folks who are trying to do something similar or trying to build a startup that's mostly at a SaaS product? What would you recommend they first off look at in terms of potential products, and B, how would they go about approaching investors, approaching co-founders, etc.?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think like the really great thing about startups is that it's so tied to like your ability to build for a customer and build something that people care about. And like everything else is really downstream of that. So I think the way to build for customers is to really get into the details, talk to a lot of people, understand their problems, refine your hypothesis, and like iteratively build something that is like worth like having. And I think that like gets you into this positive cycle of attracting really great talent, you know, bringing like really great partners into the fold for like investment. But the root of all of it is really to stay as close to the customer as possible. And that's been like a first principle for us. And I think that's a first principle for like every great company.
That's an interesting thought, like staying close to the customer. What do you recommend in terms of staying close to the customer? A lot of startups, they don't want to leave the room, let alone go out and talk to customers. How do you force that to happen?
Yeah, for sure. So for us, like every day we have like different customers come into our like office space in SF. Like we've been doing these like coffee chats, we call them, but it's really a way to like get to know people really well, get to know like their experiences and, you know, really build like a relationship. I think especially like when you're early on, like a lot of your sales and marketing efforts are going to be non-scalable. And I think adding that human element to it is, I think, very, very important. So and we're really big believers in like in-person, like face-to-face interactions. So, you know, being in San Francisco, being out at these events, having people over for coffee, like talking to them, understanding what their workflow looks like this is really what I think enables us to understand the problem like very deeply and understand the outcomes that our customers care about. And so then when we design our product, you know, we know what outcomes we want our customers to have. And that's like how we prioritize what to build. And, you know, I think a lot of it is just continuously reaching out to people, communicating like, you know, what kind of outcome you can drive for them and being able to deliver on them.
What's been your biggest challenge so far?
Yeah, I think like the big challenge so far is also the thing that's most exciting, which is that this technology landscape is changing a lot. It's changing every day. And I think that like for us, that means, you know, we're like every day we're like, okay, how do we like update like to the newest models? How can we make our product like feel and run a lot better and faster? And so the expectations, I think, are a lot higher even for like, you know, new products. Like maybe 20 years ago, an MVP could be like, you know, like a Figma design or something you've scratched out on a notepad. I really believe that the bar for an MVP has gotten a lot higher. And so that means that, you know, the expectations from customers are higher, but also the technology and what we're able to do with it is like higher. So it makes sense, but keeping up with that pace.
How do you build an MVP if you're not a developer, if you don't have a CTO? What are your recommendations for folks who have a great idea but can't quite get it into code form?
Yeah, for sure. Well, one of there are like a lot of awesome like no code tools out there that can help get you like, you know, most of the way there in terms of communicating the value prop. So that's one. But also, like, you know, for us, like internally, we've been like really leveraging a lot of like ChatGPT to write code, Copilot to write code. Even like if you're like onboarding to doing this for the first time ever, I think that like the like barrier to entry to like get set up with like an environment using like Replit or something, like the barrier to learn how to write code is also dropping a lot. So I would really encourage people to not be like worried or not be afraid to learn how to write code, because it's, I think, something that is such a key skill. Like, even if eventually you have an engineering team, like, being able to think on that, like, level is really, really valuable.
At what stage is the product right now? Is it ready to launch? You have customers?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have launched, and we do have customers. We are, you know, going to be doing a bigger release at the end of the summer as well, to a more like general audience. But we have a private beta.
Okay, and where should people go to check it out?
Yeah, for sure. Best thing is to go to structuredlabs.io, and you can book a demo directly with me.
Perfect. So you're gonna walk them through. Are you gonna give them some coffee too? Do you bring them in the office?
Yeah, of course, absolutely.
All right. Super. Martha, thank you for sharing this with us. This has been pretty interesting.
Yeah, thank you for having me, John.
All right. This has been The Startup Show. I'm John Biggs. We'll see you next episode.